2 Timothy chapter 3. But know this, that in the last days difficult times will come, for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boasters, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, implacable, slanderers, without self-control, savage, not lovers of good, traitors, reckless, blinded with pride, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having an outward form of godliness, though denying its power, from these also turn away. For of these are those who creep into houses and take captive silly women heaped with sins, who are led by various desires, and are always learning, yet never able to come to the full knowledge of the truth. And in the manner that Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these also oppose the truth, men corrupted in mind, disapproved concerning the faith. But they will not advance farther, for their folly will be completely manifest to all, as also the folly of those became. But you have closely followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings, such as befell me in Antioch, in Iconium, in Lystra. Such persecutions I bore, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. And indeed all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, but evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you, continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from which ones you have learned them, and that from a babe you have known the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through the faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work.